This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Purdue University fell to UConn 75-60 on Monday in the NCAA championship game, giving the Huskies their second straight national title. But regardless of the outcome, March Madness has been a big win for Purdue, and the ripple effect could have a major economic impact on the university, including NIL opportunities for athletes in other sports.
People that care deeply about Purdue athletics generally care about Purdue, full stop. It's not necessarily football or basketball or women's volleyball. And so with that, I think by Purdue men's basketball making the Final Four, this is going to raise all ships, right? We're going to see this benefit football. We're going to see this benefit other sports like women's basketball, women's volleyball.
That's Boilermaker Alliance CEO Dave Neff. Indianapolis-based medtech startup Neurava has closed on a nearly $2.3 million oversubscribed seed round of funding. The company has developed a device aimed at mitigating the risk of sudden unexpected death in epilepsy and is currently enrolling patients in a usability study in adults and children. A Fishers-based startup has begun production on its durable plastic shipping containers designed to ship vaccines or other perishable items that can be kept cold without batteries or electricity. Arctic RX developed the pod, which is slightly larger than a dishwasher and can hold vaccines at ultra-low temperatures for up to 28 days. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Educating Hoosier kids on basic fundamentals and removing, quote, radical diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from classrooms are among the education policy goals released by Republican Indiana gubernatorial candidate Curtis Hill on Monday.
The former state attorney general's five-part plan was announced just 1 month before the May 7 primary. Detailed in Hill's education platform is a promise to, quote, eradicate destructive DEI programs in classrooms and universities, and instead shift the state's focus to enhancing post-K-12 development programs that promote vocational, collegiate, and military training. Additionally, the GOP hopeful said he plans to, quote, rid our classrooms of politicized curriculum and get back to the basics of reading, writing, arithmetic, and civics. Hill further maintained that he would abolish Indiana's Office of Equity, Inclusion, and Opportunity and defund all public DEI initiatives if elected. He also seeks to reduce the size of the Indiana Department of Education in order to return control to school systems. Included, too, is a commitment to protecting the integrity of women's sports. Hill said in his white paper that, quote, radical transgender initiatives are allowing biological boys to compete in girls' sports and use girls' locker rooms. As governor, he said he will prevent teachers from hiding gender identity from parents and forbid boys from participating in girls' sports. Indiana already has a law on the books blocking transgender girls from playing on K-12 girls' school sports teams. Hill is running against a crowded field of other Republican hopefuls, including U.S. Senator Mike Braun, Brad Chambers, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, Eric Doden, and Jamie Rittenour. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Jeff Air Pilot Services has received Federal Aviation Administration approval to provide commercial pilot training at its Anderson facility. The federal approval of its Part 141 flight training comes about a year after the Indianapolis-based company opened its flight school at Anderson Municipal Airport, Darlington Field. The Anderson location offers a flight simulator and access to a fleet of Cessna 172 planes. The flight school also serves as a flight training location for students completing aviation degrees through Indiana Wesleyan National and Global. Students can either earn an associate's degree with a professional pilot major or a bachelor's degree in aviation management. Jeff Air, which also offers Part 61 training for people wanting to fly as a hobby, operates a flight school out of the Indy South Greenwood Airport and has satellite locations in Marion, Evansville, and Louisville. TechPoint CEO Ting Goody is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.